800 CKLW.
Hi, Lynn. Love the show. Big fan of the show.
And we will keep you posted as to any change in the weather. In the meantime, we want you to keep it here on AM 800, of course, and give us a call at 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone as we continue to speak with you about the pesticide ban. If it were up to you, would you scrap it? Would you keep it? Have you grown used to it? Will you, do you go to the States to buy products that you can't get here in Ontario? We are being told by customers it's happening. We are being told by businesses that it's happening as well. 519-792-CKLW. Matt is joining us next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Lynn. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'm willing to scrap it. I'm also willing to compromise. If they don't want to scrap it, they should put it in the hands of professionals and at least let us purchase it so they can apply it to our lawn if they're not going to trust citizens to do it on our own. But a couple of callers called and said that you can't get anything in Canada to kill crabgrass. You can't get selective where, you know, you apply it to the lawn and the crabgrass and it kills just the crabgrass. What you can get, though, in Canada is Roundup and Wipeout. You just have to go to Lowe's or Home Hardware and they sort of put it in like a steel cabinet and make you feel like you're buying pornography or something. And you go up there and you order it, and everybody looks at you and boo hisses you. And you're like, yeah, I like the real stuff, not vinegar. It belongs on potatoes, you know.
So this is different Roundup. I just wanted to ask a question, Matt. This is the different Roundup than the Roundup I bought to put around the weeds near my pool that were coming through the stones that didn't work worth a damn.
Well, I just actually redid my lawn, and I used Roundup to kill the crabgrass, kill everything all out. I sod stripped it and everything, and it works. It's the real stuff. It's locked up in a cage. But there's a Roundup, and it's actually vinegar. And you have to read it. It says acetic acid, I think 6%. But, you know, Lynn, I look at the paper. I've never once opened up the newspaper and seen, you know, John killed by pesticides or John killed by herbicides. You're not going to see that. Now, if people actually read Stats Canada, and I've actually read the cancer research, they actually say there's no significant geographic location of cancer elevation. In other words, there's no spot in Canada you can point to and say these people have an elevated risk of cancer due to their environment, whether it's a pesticide. But what we can say, and your experts have said it, is that 95% of the breast cancers are actually brought on by estrogen in your body due to obesity because you throw your hormone levels out.
But,
I've actually heard that on your show.
Yes, but, and I don't disagree with that, Matt. However, what they have also found, what research also found when it comes, and you mentioned breast cancer, and I know this specifically because I had a very, very good friend of mine that died of breast cancer, and she did a lot of research before she passed away, was that those that lived, farmers, if you will, those that lived in agricultural areas, those women had higher rates of breast cancer.
Yes, but I will say this, when I've also read that study, and the farmers that are actually out in the field applying it had no elevated risk of cancer themselves. So I don't know why, you know, pesticides would, you know, just attack boobs. I mean, maybe they got something against boobs. I don't know what the heck it is.
I don't know, Matt, but we were talking about this when we were talking about allergies yesterday, and that is we never used to see the allergies, the rates of cancer that years ago that we do today. So we're doing something.
I think
something
they're measuring
is wrong. So we're doing something that we never used to do before.
But Lynn, you can Google right now. They had cancer in the emperors and the pharaohs. We've had cancer since the beginning of time before industry.
But not to the rates that we do today.
I don't believe we're measuring. We're so analytical in measuring everything that we're actually logging on that there's more people getting it. But you can't say 200 years ago where the people weren't getting cancer. Heck, they'd have 15 kids, so 7 would live past, you know, 10. So the actual age rate that people are living to is increasing. It's not decreasing. People are living longer. And, you know, you can have a household where people eat the same foods, drink the same waters, and we still see 90-year-old people in our society. They have the same chemicals going into the body, yet one can get cancer at 16 or 25, and one lives till he's 90. It's all about resiliency. There's medicines keeping people alive longer that would have normally not lived past 10. So you got to take all these things into account because we're basically, if you really believe in, let's say, survival of the fittest, we're actually negating that by using medicines to keep people alive a long period of time past, they would have probably lived 100 years ago, maybe myself included. Maybe I would have died at 17, and they would have said, boy, he lived to the ripe old age of 17, and he had a wife at 13. I mean, this is the kind of society we had back in the day. And now you got people, you know, 50 is the new, what, 30? And people are living till 85, 90, and they're rollerblading at 70, for God's sakes. So if you actually look at society, people are living longer. They're not dying out at young ages.
All right, so getting back to it, though, you're saying you would like to get rid of the ban. Matt, thank you very much. It's 11:12 here on AM 800. Thanks, Paul. Paul just reminding us once again, we have a tornado watch that has been issued for Windsor, Leamington, Essex County, and Chatham-Kent. Rondo Park, risk of a severe thunderstorms, isolated tornadoes developing this afternoon. All right, so a line of thunderstorms expected to develop and then track rapidly into southern Ontario. So you can expect that these storms can be severe, large hail, winds, torrential downpours, lightning. Okay, and the storms may also be capable of producing tornadoes. All right, so you keep it here, and we will keep you informed here on AM 800. Let's go back to your calls at 11:13 here on AM 800. First time caller Pat joining us from Michigan. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I have a chain link fence where I cut the weeds all the time, and one day it was a dry day, and I was cutting the weeds with gloves on, and I thought my dog wetted the fence. Anyway, I cut the weeds and went in the house. When I went to wash up, my face was turning red. And I figured, what kind of weed did I touch? So I went back out, and when I went back out, I spotted my neighbor using chemical along my fence line. And I ran back in the house, and by then, my eye was almost completely shut, and you swear to God, my face looked like it was burned.
And so you had a reaction, obviously.
Right, and I went to the pharmacist, and luckily she gave me over-the-counter medicine, which would have called put the swelling down and everything.
And so your point is, Pat?
In other words, read the directions. If you're like my sister or like the stupid neighbor, I'm sure he didn't read directions, or he should have put a note there that he sprayed the chemical that I should have known about.
All righty. And, yeah, you have to do that. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone. We are talking about the pesticide ban. Are you for it, against it? And so far, not one person who has called, well, maybe John, maybe one, has said, yeah, maybe we should hang on to it. Everyone else says, get rid of it. They hate it. What about you? 519-792-CKLW.
And now, turning to weather, it's going to be another summer scorcher today. But tomorrow, get ready for minus temperatures with an expected 8 to 10 inches of snow.
Okay, maybe winter isn't actually in the forecast yet, but it'll be here before you know it. And when it does hit, the Snow Patrol from Landscape Effects will be ready. Whatever type of property you have, the Snow Patrol is the most cost-efficient snow removal solution for your business. Learn more at landscapeeffects.com or call 519-727-4769.
You've heard Lynn, and she's asking for it. Give her your opinion now. Get on the phone, 519-792-CKLW. That's 519-792-2559. Long distance, call 1-800-263-2559. Or toll free at star 800 on your Rogers wireless phone, courtesy of Wireless Express.
The Roundhouse Center presents the first annual sidewalk sale and community barbecue this Saturday. Don't miss a day filled with family fun and tons of activities, music, a delicious barbecue, and a sidewalk sale. All this plus face painting by Glitter Fly Faces, bouncy castles, a raffle, and so much more. All proceeds support the Droulard Place Food Bank. Join AM 800's Lynn Martin this Saturday from 11:30 till 3 at the Roundhouse Center. Bring the family, bring your friends, 3155 Howard Avenue, right across the street from Devonshire Mall.
Meet Janet.
Hey.
Janet's about to study for her biology midterm. However, Janet's roommate also needs to study for her midterm. In neo-modern expressionistic jazz flute. Luckily, Janet picked up some noise-canceling headphones from Best Buy. So, they can both focus on their studies. In perfect harmony. This week, get trade-in savings on laptops, Macs, desktops, TVs, cameras, and more. Best Buy. Taking care of back to school.
Want the chance to see Elton John at the WFCU Center for free?
Enter the Reno Ford RV and Power Sports Sales August Summer Giveaway and you'll get the chance.
Purchase a new or used car, truck, RV, ATV, PWC, sport boat, or snowmobile from either of our dealerships this month and you'll automatically be entered to win. Retail sales only. Wholesale fleet sales are not eligible. One valid for purchase must be 18 or older. Offer expires August 31st. See dealer for details.
Reno RV and Power Sports Sales, 175 King Street or 2558 County Road 20 in Harrow.
The afternoon news.
It's the only place I go for news.
There are so many different opinions available.
The afternoon news. AM 800 CKLW.
You've got a floor that needs replacing, and all that's needed is a great offer. Let's get it done. This weekend only at the Home Depot's Flooring Truckload event, we've got some amazing prices, like oak laminate for only 66 cents a square foot. Join AM 800 live on location at the Home Depot, 1925 Division Road at Walker in Windsor, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for your chance to win great prizes. Visit homedepot.ca/truckloadevent for all participating stores. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
We got the pump and stores and toilet paper.
Calls, and it's a good time to give us a call on the pesticide ban. Would you scrap it if it were up to you, or would you keep it? Have you grown used to it? Are you pulling your weeds? Have you given up? Some of us don't like it and are still using banned products. What do you find the most difficulty? What are you having the most difficulty with, I should say? 519-792-CKLW, and Bob is going to be one of the first people to call today who agrees with the ban. Hi there, Bob.
Hi. I think, Lynn, it's a question of values. What is more important, our health or appearance of our lawns? And I think everybody would agree our health comes first. And I think people who complain about weeds in the lawn, what is so natural about a lawn without weeds? Weeds are a natural part of our environment. And when you think about our air, the pollution, It's leaves that give off oxygen and absorb the pollution. And the more maybe I shouldn't say it, but it appears to me the more weeds or other things than grass that don't have much green surface to give off oxygen and absorb the pollution, they're worthless comparison. It's our other growth, other plants that we have, such as weeds, such as trees, and other plants that we grow that have of this capacity to absorb the pollution and give off our oxygen. So what's the sense of just narrowing it down to grass, having nothing but grass? Sure, it looks better, it looks nicer maybe, but to some people, but it's not good.
Yeah, it's interesting, Bob, and I think you put it in perspective when you said, you know, what's so natural about having no weeds in your grass? That's not natural at all.
No, it isn't. Weeds have been around forever, and lawn is something that's a recent innovation, more recent one, and I think the effects are being shown in growth of cancer. So many of my friends are dying of cancer.
Well, it's all our perspective. You're right. It's all our perspective, isn't it? That it's ugly. And instead of embracing this and saying, okay, it's part of what we grow here.
It's the natural world. And what are we striving for? An unnatural world.
Well, we spend big bucks and put in beautiful trees and shrubs and flowers and all kinds of things on our property. And yet when something grows that's green and tall, and I've got some pretty big ones growing right now in my backyard.
Right.
I have to go home this afternoon, storm or no storm, and yank those babies out, right? Because they're a weed.
And another reason you're doing it, I'm sure, is to keep up with the neighbors, because you don't want them looking askance at you.
Absolutely.
So, it's a madness, I think. a long message.
But do you think, though, that the people, that we really don't believe the health effects? I think that's part of it, is we don't think that that there are negative health effects to
it. Well, it's always the case, I think, it's not going to happen to me. You know, we think we're immune. And when it does happen to somebody close or ourselves, then we realize how wrong we were.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Bob. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your cell phone. So Bob says keep it. And let's just get used to it, please. Let's just get used to it. It is a state of mind. A state of mind. What do you say? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559. It's an excellent time for you to give us a call. This person says lawn chemicals are often unnecessary, almost always harmful to people and the environment. These chemicals have been linked to skin problems, cancer, respiratory issues, and are directly related to phosphorus overloads in our waterways. For once in my life, I am glad that my government stepped in and banned these chemicals. Now, if only they would go after big business polluting our environment, life would be great. We are back with more of your calls here on AM 800, 519-792-CKLW.
Fido's $30 unlimited plan is jam-packed, stuffed, and filled to the brim with unlimited incoming calls, unlimited international texts, unlimited evenings and weekends, plus 150 weekday minutes, all from Fido for just $30 a month. Some conditions apply.
Also introducing Fido Trade. Trade in your phone from any service provider and save. See what your phone is worth in-store. Visit your exclusive Fido dealer in Tecumseh Mall for details.
You're different, and so are we. I'm Brian Thorne, Vice President of United Communities Credit Union. It's my job to ensure that when you need a loan or other financial service, that you'll find us ready to meet your unique needs. For over 65 years, United Communities has been successfully helping personal, business, and agricultural members. See how at myunited.ca or call us today at 1-800-492-9492. United Communities Credit Union. Unique needs, unique solutions.
WestJet offers nonstop service from Windsor to Calgary for as low as $169. Windsor International Airport is your quick gateway to the West. Book today at WestJet.com or call your travel agent.
Listen up, Cookie. If you need more Dr. Joy, you've got it. Catch an extra hour of tough love on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 800.
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up and rose. Every night be tucked.
Peaceful river. 1125 on AM 800. Lynn Martin along with you at 519-792-CKLW. Andy is joining us next. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Lynn? Good.
I just heard those guys saying that, you know, pesticides are great. But actually, to tell you the truth, the first thing I noticed with the ban when it came through was that I got to see a lot more robins in the neighborhood, and I've seen more bugs and squirrels, big bugs, you know, like leaf bugs and stuff. And so I'm thinking, like, right away I saw a huge change in the environment there, like the squirrels, there's more squirrels now. Everything's a lot healthier looking. And, you know, when you got everybody, like, you know, you got to remember there's a lot of money here. If every consumer and his buddy's running out and pouring this stuff all over the grass, there's a lot of money in the chemistry lobby for that. Plus, you know, you have all these people pouring pesticides all over their lawns without any real training in how to use them.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, too, is, like, if you go out in the county, you know, you got toxic ditches where if a dog drinks out of the water, it dies of poisoning within 20 minutes. And so, you know, like, I'd have to say that, to tell you the truth, I think there's been a big improvement with the herbicide ban, and I'm all for keeping it going.
All righty. Thank you, Andy. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your Rogers Wireless. If you have a Bell Mobility, you can pick it up in #800. Ruth is joining us from Tilbury. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Lynn. I'm not for the ban. You look at all over the county, whether it be Essex or Chatham-Kent, the sow thistle that is along the road, that's in the fields. Years ago, farmers were charged if the weed inspector came in and found that in their fields. Now you see it. To me, that's just like the flower of Ontario.
Okay, so I don't understand. You don't like it or you like it?
I wish that they were allowed to spray that.
Why?
Well, it's a sight for sore eyes, all that. You know, when you're trying to keep your fields clean and your yard, and you've got all these toxic weeds.
All they have to do is cut them, though.
They're not cutting them in Chatham-Kent. It's all along the... We took a ride out the other day, and there's along the fields there, along the roads, South Thistle, left and right.
So because of that, we should bring it back?
Well, I think that the township or the, you know, the county should be spraying that.
Well, they
should
be
did it years ago, and there was no problem. You didn't have a field, and the roadside, they're just covered with that weed.
Well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't take care of it, but is the only answer to spray it?
Yes, but you don't see them spraying it.
Well, that's what I said, Ruth.
You see them out there with the chopper just cutting the weeds down, but...
Right, because they're not allowed to spray it.
No, but I wish they wouldn't have banned maybe some certain pesticides. I agree there are some people, they, you know, use all sorts of pesticides for this and this, but sometimes it's good exercise to get out in the grass and pull out those weeds or in your flower beds. Good therapy as well.
All righty. Thank you, Ruth. So it's the thistle that bothers her the most along the side of the road. Thank you. 519-792-CKLW. Some of us don't like it when I'm talking about the ban and are still using the products. We go to the States to get it, apparently. Have you done that? Have you gone that far? Have you kind of given up? Do you, you know, keep your grass short? You know, you take care of it. You pull some weeds. You'll dig out the ones you can dig out. If it gets really bad, as we have spoken about, there are certain chemicals that we can use. Nobody's mentioned bugs much. I think people stop spraying for spiders and bugs and things like that perhaps years ago. Have you had problems? Have you had rodent problems? You know, what is it that you are dealing with that you think that you don't have the tools to deal with it adequately? 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and *800 on your Rogers Wireless.
AM 800 is your prescription for a healthier lifestyle. Health Talk with Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A common sense approach to health issues is just what the doctor ordered.
Vitamin D and vitamin K may work in conjunction with one another to protect the arteries.
Get your dose of information on topics ranging from high-tech medicine to supplements and diet.
And humans evolved over millions of years without dairy in their system, so no wonder dairy causes so many problems.
Avoid the waiting room and tune into Health Talk with Dr. Hoffman. Weeknights from 10 to 11 on AM 800. For more information on a topic heard on The Lynn Martin Show, log on to the Lynn Martin section of our website at am800cklw.com.
It's 11:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Patty Handysides.
Here are some of the stories we're following this hour. A tornado watch has been issued. Environment Canada's severe weather meteorologist Jeff Coulson says we need to stay alert.
It's a developing situation, nothing really on the radar right now, but with all the ingredients we're seeing coming together, when these storms do start to form, they could do so quite rapidly, and so will be a good day for folks to stay in touch with the latest updates on the weather.
A Humidex advisory remains in effect for the area as well today. The provincial government and the city will work together to clean up the old Grace Hospital site. Windsor Tecumseh MPP Dwight Duncan says the province is committed to paying the cost of cleaning it up. The city's getting a big boost from the province to get some more infrastructure projects going. The province is funding several to the tune of $8.5 million, including rebuilding the College Avenue Bridge, Riverside Vista improvements, and work on the Provincial and Cabana Roads intersection. And a funding boost for the Women's Enterprise Skills Training of Windsor. Union Gas has chosen it as one of 100 community charities to help and has given $1,000 to help job seekers upgrade their skills. Details on these and other stories coming up at 12. The forecast is next.
Get the big wrap with the big taste. New signature wraps from McDonald's in Fiesta, Sweet Chili Cucumber, and BLT. Get one before they're gone.
Mom says Walmart's prices on back to school are from when she was a little girl in the olden days.
Hilroyd 80-page notebooks are 15 cents, 4 exercise books are 25 cents, and report covers are 10 cents. That's 50 cents. Less than a pack of gum. We can't chew gum in school. That's from the olden days, too.
Unbeatable prices on back to school. Walmart. Save money, live better.
We reserve the right to limit quantities to normal retail purchases. In Canada only. Conditions apply. See store for details.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by Tamar Building Products. Get quick rooftop delivery of in-stock shingles. Just head to Tamar on Walker Road and in Ruthven.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, a tornado watch is in effect for today. A Humidex advisory remains too. Increasing clouds this afternoon, then showers with thunderstorms and the risk of severe thunderstorms later on this afternoon. Gusting southwest winds up to 50 kilometers an hour, a high of 31 today or 88 Fahrenheit. Tonight there's a risk of severe thunderstorms this evening, then the rain will end later on, a low tonight of 17 or 63 Fahrenheit. And for tomorrow, much cooler day, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 25 or 77 Fahrenheit. Right now on Pelee Island, it's 21. It's 23 in Windsor. That is 73 Fahrenheit. I'm Patty Handysides, AM 800 News.
Different ideas, different opinions.
The only open line talk show in Windsor, Essex.
Welcome to the Lynn Martin Show on AM 800 CKLW.
So we are talking about the pesticide ban, and if you've grown used to it, if you will, or if it were up to you, if you would ban it, if you're pulling weeds, if you've kind of given up, what particular problems you are having. And we are talking about this because of a couple of articles in the Toronto Sun over the past couple of days that really say that no party, no Ontario political party is willing to step in and change this law at all. So it looks like it will continue. Okay. And then there was also an article that said that a lot of us are going to the States, and they particularly zeroed in on the Buffalo area, being in Toronto, of course, and saying people, you know, cross over, buy their pesticides in Buffalo, and they'll mention it to retailers here in Ontario that that's what they're going to do because they know that they can't get it here. And retailers are complaining, obviously, about business, and people are complaining that they want some of these pesticides back. So I'm asking you, if it were up to you, what would, you know, would you overturn it? And so far, overwhelmingly, people have said yes. They want to go back to where we were, or at least they want that option. What about you? 519-792-CKLW. Let's go to Sarnia. Heidi's there. Hi, Heidi.
Good morning, Lynn. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like to have that option. Not that we ever overused or abused anything like that, but if you have a definite problem of something that is very invasive, you need help.
And you obviously have that.
And we started having that problem, not with weeds, of course, but then also what we got half a dozen years ago was an infestation of cinch bug in a section of our lawn. Every year we researched and we purchased products that were recommended from good nurseries. We tried everything. We really even kind of chewed up the lawn and top dressed it with new soil and reseeded. And it's an ongoing problem. This year it was highly recommended to try the nematode, which is a natural product. They were supposed to take care of these little cinch bugs. My lawn is atrocious, a section of about 40 by 60 feet. And it's where the sun is. And we had a company come in, I won't mention the name, for a figure of about $1,000, they would try to take care of the problem.
Jeez.
So I feel kind of down in the dumps about this because what do you do?
Now, do you have grubs or do you have finch bugs?
Well, it's finch bugs. There are grubs as well, but okay. We have finch bugs. And what they do is they're laying their larva now,
uh-huh.
And they chew off all of the root system just underneath the sod.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, your grass dies and it gets brown.
So just toxins. Like a grub would do, that's what these
yes.
bugs do? Okay.
Yes. And when you talk about, you know, the ban, I think the officials, they're trying to make their point of not using anything, and that's why you can see Parliament Hill or, you know, any of the official buildings, they're just totally, totally a mess. They have really, really gotten out of hand, and I don't understand why some people, such as golf courses, are exempt. They are beautiful, they're green,
yep.
They're taken care of. Why are they exempt?
All righty. Very good. Thank you, Heidi. 519-792-CKLW. And if you can help Heidi out with her problem with finch bugs and grubs, of course, a huge problem for some people. And they tell you to use the nematodes, and some people have great success with them and others not so much. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559 and *800 on your cell phone. By the way, it's a good time for me to tell you that we have Don Tellier on our show at 11 on Monday, and of course every Saturday with Mike Kaycook, either Don Tellier or Jay Terryberry joins him at 8 o'clock for their lawn and garden hour as well. So if you have specific questions, you can call in at that point. But if you have some advice to offer, give us a call, 519-792-CKLW. How do you keep just your general weeds down? And I'm trying to think of the name of the weed, and I don't know it offhand, but I was weeding my landscaping yesterday, and I have that weed that... It's really an easy weed to pull, but it grows like it has leaders on it or arms and legs and like crazy. And if you get the root, it's flat and it's green and it looks like it's some kind of ground cover. But my God, is it ever invasive? Like it just starts and it just goes, right? It's very easy to pull out. But what a pain if you don't catch it and keep on top of it. Does vinegar really work? I mean, if you have cracks in your sidewalk or if you have interlocking brick, you know, and what works to kill that stuff? Or do you just pull it? 519-792-CKLW. First time caller John is joining us from Leamington. Hi, John.
Hello.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I think that in most cases, if you just keep your lawn trim, I mean, thankfully, the weeds are green as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in any case, I don't understand what's the issue here. I mean, are we talking about our health or are we just talking about the appearance of our lawn? I mean, I don't understand. I think most of the callers who are against the ban, number one, probably don't have any children or pets. I mean... I think in the case of, I also have a lawn, and I try to keep it trim so that, I do have weeds, and for the most part, I try to pull them when I can, and, I mean, I don't mind the fact that I don't have any strong chemicals on the lawn. I mean, what did we do before that, you know? But I'd just rather not go to the hospital and dealing with some kind of respiratory infection that my daughter picked up or myself, for that matter, or something, you know, of that sort.
So you don't really buy into it when people say, and when it's said, excuse me, by organizations that, you know, these products were approved by Health Canada, so, you know, they're safe?
Not if it's affecting, you know, the health of certain individuals. I know I remember listening to that caller
mm-hmm.
who said survival of the fittest. But I don't know if he's ever had a child in the hospital due to an infection that they may have caught or, you know, mm-hmm. May have and dealt with that. But it's not a pleasant thing. And that's not the first thing that comes to my mind. Well, she can't, you know, survive with it. Then that's just nature's course, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not an answer. That's, you know, really not an answer.
You know, I'm going to do whatever I can, you know, to protect my children. So,
yeah. Okay.
And if it... So that's my point of view anyway.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. And John says, you know, we don't really need this, folks. Like, we can make it. We can, you know, just keep your lawn. And what they tell us, one of the best things that we can do is overseed our lawn, right? Make your lawn strong and green, and it'll choke out the weeds instead of the other way around. And get out there and pull some of the weeds. Get your weed digger out. Do you wish that you could bring back some of the pesticides or herbicides, if we want to be really correct? But we have this ban in Ontario, and some of us aren't listening to it. Some of us are escaping to the United States and bringing in product. 519-792-CKLW, 1-800-263-2559, and star 800 on your cell phone. Have about 18 minutes to go. We are back with more of your calls here on AM 800.
Leon's once-a-year Powerbuys event is now in its final week, and we're turning up the power one more notch. Hurry in today and take advantage of all the lowest prices you've ever seen. Like a Sealy Pillow Top queen-size mattress, now just $399. Plus, extra special, this week only, you can pick out whatever you want and pay absolutely nothing, not even the taxes, for 18 months OAC, with no interest. Leon's once-a-year Powerbuys event ends next Monday. Don't miss it.
AM 800 weather brought to you by Classic Bingo 4. Every Monday this month, get double the line prizes at either the 2 or 8 p.m. session. All prizes in the regular book will be doubled, including the jackpot. And that's at Walker and Ottawa. We also today, don't forget, have a tornado watch issued for Windsor, Leamington, Essex County, Chatham, Kent, and Rondo Park. Risk of severe thunderstorms and isolated tornadoes developing this afternoon. So, yeah, we are ripe for severe thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes. So make sure you keep it here on AM 800. We also have a Humidex advisory in effect, mainly cloudy with showers and storms. Windy, as we said, highs near 30, overnight lows down around 17. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, highs near 25. Friday, sunny. Saturday, sunny. Highs both days near 27. We are at 23 right now, 74 Fahrenheit.
Voting has begun in the Metamorphosine Makeover Contest at Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com/658 to vote for one of the 23 local entries, and you could win a $50 American Express gift card.
Hi, welcome to The Source.
Hey, I'm looking for some headphones I can wear when I study.
Oh, well, great. No one in the mall's got more than us. NextTech Wireless, Headrush Bluetooth, Monster Studio. Try these Sony noise-canceling puppies.
All right.
Yeah, they filter out noise, so, kick some academic butt.
I have no idea what you just said, but I feel smarter already.
Right now, get 50% off all Sony headphones. The Source, the headphones you want, the help you need.
TELUS presents... Hey, TELUS.
Hey, TELUS. I'm finally looking at getting an iPhone 4. Is this the best time?
Well, there's no time like the present. Actually, there's no time like now till September 7th, because until then, TELUS has the iPhone 4 for $99. So if you've been thinking about it, saving up, or somehow waiting patiently, now's the time.
Thanks, TELUS guy.
You're welcome, finally getting an iPhone guy. iPhone 4, only $99 on a 3-year term with any $50 plan, only until September 7th. TELUS, the future is friendly.
Hey, this is Stacy, manager of Vito's Pizzeria on Wyandotte in Old Walkerville. Business is booming, and I wanted to give a big thank you to Arms Boom and Leg, who's helped spread the word about Vito's Pizzeria during his on-the-street reports on the morning drive. We had plenty of guests who said they heard about Vito's from the morning drive.
Arms Boom and Leg, your eyes and ears on the streets all around Windsor, Essex. Catch Arms on the morning drive and on the noon report right here on AM 800. For additional info on advertising, click on advertising at am800cklw.com.
Have you tried some of the natural products? And what types of answers do you have for some of the questions that people have called in about? We are talking about whether or not you would support getting rid of the pesticide ban. There are many people that have called in today that said yes. And not too many people admitting that they crossed the border to get product, although this article in the Toronto Sun said that more than admit really do. And we even mention it to our retailers that we are doing it. What is it that we can't deal with? 519-792-CKLW. Phil joining us next here on AM 800. Hi, Phil.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm really glad that you're having this discussion. I'm all for the ban. I'll have to tell you something that happened in our family. My husband just went in for his regular checkup yearly. The doctor gave an ultrasound test to us, and just a matter of fact, and he found there was a mass on my husband's kidney. So he sent him to London to the hospital there to the oncologist. Oncologist did tests, found that he had an encapsulated tumor, cancerous tumor in one of his kidneys. He had to have the kidney taken out. After he took it out, he had a discussion with my husband, asked him if he was in the habit of using toxic chemicals. And my husband laughed, and so did I, because he worked in an office. And we never use anything toxic. So he asked my husband, did he have an occasion where he had had skin exposure to a toxic chemical that he knew of? And we could only remember that the spring before, when we were out for our walks in the neighborhood, walking in our sandals as usual, that a person who was spraying his lawn with pesticides, jokingly, he thought it was a joke, turned around and sprayed my husband's foot. And I had said at the time, we've got to get home and wash that off. And my husband, of course, said, no, you know, the strong guy thing. No, we'll finish our walk for an hour. And went home, did take it off, take a good shower then. And the oncologist said that would have caused a problem, because
one spray of a chemical on someone's foot.
Yeah, I was really shocked about that. But you see,
I'm shocked by that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, my husband's shoe was soaked with it, so he had been walking around with it for a long time. The oncologist said that the human tissue does absorb this stuff.
Well, I'm sure it does, Phyllis, but...
We went back and we asked the guy what he had used. I did.
Yeah.
And he said he was using something that had 2,4-D in it. And anyway, that's all I had to say.
So you believe that do you believe that that caused
your... Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
But how do we account for the fact then that many of us are sprayed with chemicals, and people that work with chemicals all the time? I mean,
and how do we know that those people are not being affected in some manner?
No, I'm not saying that they aren't being affected. I'm just saying, like, for him to, I guess my reaction for him to say that, Phyllis, is just to me like a really stunning, overblown,
not really,
definitive
not
thing to say that caused your husband's kidney cancer.
But not for 2,4-D, because that's what they sprayed down in Vietnam to defoliate the jungle there and killed a lot of people with it.
Okay.
Which is why 2,4-D has been banned.
Yes, but there were also people that worked with it for years that didn't instantly...
But this wasn't instantly. This was a good 6 to 8 months after the fact.
All right. So Phyllis, because of her husband's experience and what she was told by the oncologist, says no. It's absolutely a good thing to make sure that we don't bring back that. The chemicals are very dangerous, and we really don't know the impact. All right. 519-792-CKLW. Hi, George.
Hi, Lynn. Maybe we should ask Phyllis if her husband was a golfer or not.
Yeah, I know, eh?
Or maybe he got gas and put it in his car once in a while. I mean, we're exposed to fumes all the time. I mean, we live in Windsor, which until recently, thank heaven, I mean, don't take this the wrong way. I'm glad that the foundry closed. I'm not glad people lost their jobs, so I just want to make that clear. But, I mean, the chemicals, I mean, they used to give vouchers out to workers there so that they can go have their cars detailed, because the sulfur dioxide would melt into the paint. So, you know, they would send those out as hush money to try and get people to, you know, clean their cars, or no different than going out to the Hiram Walker distillery storage tanks, and all the people out there have to get their houses sprayed for mold every couple of years. So there's a lot of problems in our environment. As far as spraying lawns and things like that, I had a massive wood ant colony in one of my flower pots, and I filled up a Miracle-Gro sprayer with about a quarter of the container full of Palmolive dish soap, and you could use any dish soap, and it kills them on contact. I've sprayed wasps with it, and it just kills them dead. So I was getting a problem with grubs in my backyard, and Creeping Charlie, which might be the one you were referring to that takes over your lawn.
It's not my lawn, though. It's never in the lawn. It's in the landscaping.
Oh, does it, when you pull it, does a milky kind of stuff come out of it?
Nope.
No.
No, it's just like it's got big. Actually, it's almost. It would almost be pretty if you wanted it there.
Is it plantain? It has like a leaf. Looks like a little minute. No.
No, it's and it's really teeny tiny. Well, if it has anything, they're really teeny tiny.
Yellow flowers.
No.
Sorry, Ken.
I know. Maybe I need to. I need to show Don Tellier.
Contact RCMP. anyway, I would say that I was having a grub problem with my yard, so I doused it a couple of times with palm olive and water.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you're going to kill everything that's in that's in the lawn. But my little circles of dead grass are slowly starting to fill back in. So I'm winning the war, but you have to be diligent. You have to do it. And a lot of problems that people have in their lawn are simplified by not scalping their lawn when they cut. You get these people who will cut their grass down to the roots. And what happens, as soon as that happens, the base part of the grass will dry right out, and the ground has no more, like I guess you would say, pretend it's a little forest. Like if you were a little miniature person walking around on the ground, there's no more foliage to block. Just like on your house, if your trees are over top of your house is cooler inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lawn's the same way. If you're cutting it too short and too short between cuts,
yep,
you're scalding it and you're scalping it. The roots will retract, and you will no longer have grass. You will have dirt and weeds.
Yeah. All right.
You know, that's the best tip I could give. Try some dish soap, and it'll do miracles.
Very good. Good idea. Thank you, George. We take a break. We come back with more of your calls right here on AM 800.
Summer's just not over until you hit the Tecumseh Corn Fest, so clear your schedule to stock up on some fun. The best corn on the cob you will ever eat is just the beginning. Don't miss rides, shows, and amazing entertainment like Our Lady Peace. Friday and Saturday, there's a $5 general admission into the park with a portion of the proceeds to support the hospice of Windsor and Essex County. It all starts this Thursday in La Cosse Park, and the party doesn't stop till Sunday night. Visit Tecumseh.ca for more details. Experience the Tecumseh Corn Fest, sponsored by AM 800.
AM 800 weather brought to you by Parker Construction, members of DKC Disaster Cleanup Canada. Find out why they're Windsor and Essex County's premier restoration company, parkerconstruction.ca. We have a tornado watch issued for Windsor, Leamington, Essex County, and Chatham-Kent, Rondo Park. Risk of severe thunderstorms, isolated tornadoes developing this afternoon. We also have a Humidex advisory in effect with highs today near 30. So keep it here on AM 800 and we'll let you know as things develop throughout the day. Overnight lows down around 17, and then it is beautiful Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Lots of sunshine. Highs between 25 and 27. It's 23 right now, 74 Fahrenheit.
Tony Rutland talks about Old Woman Bay on Lake Superior.
Actually, I grew up in Wawa. I came back for a high school reunion and was astounded by how much I had missed, how beautiful this coastal trail is and all the parts of Lake Superior. It's absolutely spectacular. Something happens to you when you're at Old Woman Bay.
Book your Ontario getaway now from $110 at ontariotravel.net.
This is my Ontario.
Drop into any A&W across Canada on Thursday, August 25th for Cruisin' for a Cause to help end multiple sclerosis. There'll be lots of fantastic music, fun, and great food. Bring your classic car and show it off. Or if you don't have one, just bring your appetite. Because a dollar from every teen burger sold at A&W will go to the MS Society of Canada. So make a pit stop at A&W on Thursday, August 25th. It's a tasty way to do some good.
All right, 5 before noon here on AM 800, and Ann will be our final caller today. Ann, you're kind of on the fence on this one.
Lynn, good morning, dear. I remember as a kid, I'm in my 80s now, and out west, they always used DDT for the grain. So all the farmers must be using it too out here, the same way as we did it out west. For the nut, so that the bugs don't eat the grain.
Well, farmers are still allowed to use certain things, yes.
Yeah, well, why can't we?
Because we're considered a cosmetic
Yeah, cosmetic. Right. Yeah, a lot of good that cosmetic does. You know, the lawns get filled up with thistle and all kind, and that the grass that the people are talking. I have one heck of a time trying to even dig that grass out.
Well, so then why do we care though?
I do.
But why?
Because if I have flowers in there, I don't want the grass in there.
But see, and that's what people are saying, Anne, is it's all in the way we think. If we think as long as if it's green, it's nice. If it's a dandelion, why isn't that just a pretty yellow flower? Because you spend all kinds of time and money and effort and work putting in pretty yellow flowers. I know you do, and yet we have them and we dig them out.
Yeah.
But there's something backwards about that.
Well, maybe there is, but to each his own. Everybody should do whatever they want.
So we should be able to use it?
We should be able to use some of it. If it's light, if it's not very hairy, like out west, it used to smell so strong that you could hardly walk
breathe
by it.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the reason, so that the bugs don't eat the seed. But here, sure, we want to kill all that crappy thing.
Alrighty. Thank you, Anne. Anne's kind of on the fence. Yeah, farmers are still allowed to use pesticides as golf courses in there. And then if, for the individual as well, folks, there are exceptions. There are exceptions if you have things that can hurt you, you know, bugs that can hurt, and other types of weeds and grasses and whatnot. Thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow, Dr. Tony Martin will join us between 11 and 12, and he will answer all of your health questions. One of the things we're going to talk about, packing a good lunch for your kids as they head back to school. So we'll do that coming up with Dr. Martin tomorrow between 11 and 12. We want you to join us right at 9, though. Don't go away. The Noon Report is coming up next.
There's a reason why more people chose Cogeco for internet across all our neighborhoods combined. Actually, there are lots. Not only do you get award-winning customer service, you get blazing fast speeds, tons of uploading and downloading, all at an amazing price. So, what do we have to say about the fact that so many people have gone with us for internet? Thanks, everyone. Cogeco High-Speed Internet, starting at $25.95 per month for 12 months. Certain conditions apply. Call 1-800-9-COGECO. How can we help you?
What could be better than beautiful new floors? Getting them at an unbeatable...